This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Masters are back. I just had one in November because of COVID-19. Masters starting up again tomorrow. Now joining us, the preeminent voice in golf from the Golf Channel and NBC Sports. That's our pal, Steve Sands, or as all of his buddies now call him, Sansy. Sansy, what's going on?
You're out of your mind, Zach. The preeminent voice in golf?
Come on, man. You don't think that's true? You don't think you're the best voice in golf?
Oh, my God. Come on, man. I mean, you're a lot cooler than your father, Boomer, but come on. Well, and that's not Boomer for the kids listening. That's not like Boomer like what the kids say. I mean, that's actually his father's nickname.
Yes. Well, I will say, I don't think you were all that popular. What happened with the whole Justin Thomas thing? Did you see that reaction?
Yeah, I saw that. That's ridiculous. Valerie saw it. I'm not a Twitter guy, as you know. I've never been on social media in my life. What Twitter is a cesspool. And you can have 7 million people watching a show and 60 people decide they want to chime in on Twitter because they think they know what happened there. And they don't know what happened there. Justin Thomas is perfectly fine. Oh, I didn't know that he was on camera when he said that. So when I got home, Valerie was like, "You're getting destroyed on Twitter." I'm like, "What?" Like, "You made him cry." I go, "I didn't make him cry. Questions don't make athletes cry. Answers do." And she's like, "Yeah, but he said, like, dude, how could you do that to me?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah, he was just screwing around. I mean, I've known Justin since he was a kid." And she's like, "Oh, yeah, Twitter's really hacking. Like, they're killing you. Like, they want you fired." I'm like, "What? Like, for what?" They're like, "Oh, you bullied Justin Thomas." I'm like, "Hey, bullied Justin Thomas. I love Justin Thomas. He's a great kid." And, you know, the question had to be asked about his grandfather, and he got upset, as he should, because he loves his grandfather like you and I would have. And it was a perfectly fine thing. But I didn't mean to make him cry, and I certainly wouldn't bully the kid. I love Justin Thomas. Great.
It's actually funny. One of my good friends.
Those were tears of joy, by the way. He texted me and was like, no, come on, man. I'm not bad. Those are tears of joy. So, okay, I'm just glad you're all right.
One of my good friends texted me. He goes, "Your guy Steve Sands is getting dragged through the mud." And then I watch the clip. I go, "What's the big deal?" Now, there's a Twitter account for you, at Steve Sands GC. Is that not yours?
I guess it might be. I've never been on Twitter in my life.
But gotcha.
My Valerie follows all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And she just thinks it's funny because, you know, they never say anything good about you. They all just want to kill you. Twitter's a cesspool, man.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. So anyway, so make a long story short, you know, Brian, Scott, and Eric are following it. They're laughing their butts off. They're like, "Dad, you suck." You know, that kind of stuff.
Your kids are giving it to you. Oh, my goodness
gracious. It's like 11 o'clock that night. They're like, "Hey, you know, Eric is like, Dad, here's my favorite one, you know. You like that kind of, like, you know, how bad you are, that kind of stuff." So I just said, "Okay, fellas, everybody want to just do this? I'll do this just for you. I'll do this."
Yeah.
Text Justin Thomas. "Hey, man, are you reading this stuff on Twitter? Like, I'm getting him." He goes, "Yeah, man, you're getting destroyed. Sorry about that. Those were like tears of joy, man. Those were. I'm not mad at all. Don't be silly. Of course not. I gave the guy a hug afterwards, off camera. Obviously, I was happy for him. He's great. I love Justin. They were totally fine." The Twitterverse getting all upset about that is, this makes me laugh. I don't care about that stuff. Valerie's like, "I wouldn't be able to sleep if people were killing me like that publicly." I'm like, "Oh, come on."
Oh, I was getting called the worst things on a Reddit thread because I was going after Big Ben earlier in the football season. People were like, "Oh, he's a fat Mason Rudolph." And they talk about me, and I go, "Oh, that's hysterical that they called me a fat Mason Rudolph. I'm fine by that." Thanks for listening. Steve Sands here with us. So Spieth wins last weekend, and that was so big. It was his first win since 2017. Are you confident with Spieth going into the Masters, or is it a little bit the odds of him winning back-to-back tournaments aren't good?
Yeah, I'm on the ladder. Now, I think Spieth's got a great chance to win. And when he comes here, he plays very well. He's got that win in 15, Zach. He's tied for second in 14 and 16. He was third in 18. So he knows how to play the golf course. And he's certainly better off coming in with a win than he is coming close again and not winning, because he hadn't won in 1,351 days as the 17 Open Championship at Royal Birkdale. Having said that, it's so hard to win in this sport, and people just don't understand how hard it is to win in this sport. And when you win back-to-back weeks, that's like the rarest of them all. So I loved him going into Sunday in San Antonio. Then when he won, I thought, oh, maybe not. But I absolutely couldn't be happier for him. I'm so happy that he got the win. He's worked so hard. He's such a good kid. And I think he absolutely has a great chance to win this week. It's just really hard to win back-to-back, but absolutely he can win, no question.
I'd be really curious. I know he's won a major since the collapse at Augusta, but I would love to see him be up like a stroke or two with five or six holes to play, or maybe actually going right to Amen Corner coming up on Sunday, just to see how he'd respond to that pressure.
No, you want him to be one up on 12. Because in 2016...
That's a splash, yeah.
That's where he splashed it twice. That's where you want to see what kind of chops he has. And I think he's got the chops. I think he's absolutely suited for this moment, for this course, everything about it. You never know until you get out there, though, Zach. You never know. But look, everybody who tried to give up on Jordan Spieth, they're out of their minds. All right, that was a big win for him in San Antonio, and I expect Jordan to play well this week again.
Confidence level Steve Sands with Rory as he looks to get the career Grand Slam here.
Mine or his? His confidence is not high. It's the lowest it's been in a long, long time, which is fascinating because he's such a great player, Zach. And I think it'll be interesting to see how he starts tomorrow. I think more than any other player on the PGA Tour of that caliber and that kind of rarefied air of where he sits, I think he's the kind of guy who has to get off to a good start. It's got to happen. And if he doesn't get off to a good start, things kind of tumble away from him. And I don't know why that is. It just is. But having said all that, I think Rory kind of comes in under the radar a little bit, which is very odd for a guy who's got a chance to win a career Grand Slam. And nobody's picking him. So go ahead and get off to a good start, kid. See what happens. Get after it a little bit. He's a great front runner, and he needs to get off to a fast start tomorrow. And if he does, look out. Who knows? But he does not have any confidence coming into the week. So having said all that, it's going to be a tough spot for him.
Two names that are always talked about now, Colin Morikawa and Bryson DeChambeau. How about Morikawa? And for DeChambeau, I like how polarizing he is. Either love him or you hate him. I'm just wondering how much longer, you know, he'll be fine, obviously, for the next few years, but with all the injuries that could occur with the powerful approach, I wonder what his long-term vision is as a golfer.
You know, it's funny, Zach. I was thinking the same thing today. We were talking about him on the air doing our show, and I thought, what's the long game here? Is he going for a Kurt Warner-like 4 or 5 year great run, or is he actually trying to, you know, do the marathon golf career as opposed to it being a sprint? And I don't know. I mean, how long can you keep? I feel like I'm going to tear my ACL watching him play golf, like the way he swings at it. And I don't know. I don't think this golf course is great for the way he plays. And I just don't think, you know, at Wingfoot, the rough would catch a lot of his golf balls from going into the trees. The rough's not really existent here. So those tee shots that are a little bit errant, and you're going to have some that are errant because you're hitting the ball so hard, swinging at it so hard, your ball speed's so hard, your spin rate's so hard, and your swing is so hard, you're bound to be a little errant at some point. Those balls are going to go into the pine straw and the trees here that they got caught up in the rough at Wingfoot, and he was able to muscle it out of there. Here, they'll be in the pine straw and the trees, and that will leave him with some bad angles, and I just don't think this is the week for Bryson DeChambeau. For Morikawa, you know, does he putt well enough yet to be here, to do well here? I don't know, man. His putting is not great, It's obviously good enough. He's a tremendous player. I don't know if it's good enough here yet. And I think that what will be interesting to see with Colin is he's only played in one Masters, and that was in November. Totally different golf course this week. Totally different vibe with patrons here. There were none in November. So the last guy, Zach, who won the Masters for the very first time was Fuzzy Zeller in 1979. Yes, he played in November, did Morikawa, but I think this is basically his first Masters, kind of. And I wouldn't put him on the short list either this week.
What? Give me a range, kind of, where you expect the score to be. I know it's not going to be 20 under. Every golfer this week is saying they're going to expect this course to play really tough.
Yeah, no way it's getting to 20 under. If it does, then somebody went bananas because they've made the golf course so much firmer, so much faster. They didn't love the 20 under, Zach. They did not love a scoring record there. And to have that happen 2 years in a row, two Masters in a row, I just don't think that the membership is going to be too big on that. So if I had 11 or 12 under right now, I'd be pretty happy, I think. I mean, that golf course is hard, man. It is firm and fast. If it stays dry, and tomorrow's not supposed to rain, it's supposed to rain a little bit maybe late in the afternoon Friday, overnight Friday, and then into Saturday. If it stays dry, Mother Nature cooperates, I think 11, 12 under would be a really, really good score.
Just give me the names. If you had three picks, who are you going with to win?
Can I box a try? Can I do a try box for you horse racing fans?
I have some money with the old man on Sungjae Im at 39-1, Lee Westwood at 40-1, and Abe Anser at 100-1. That's what we placed today.
Okay. Yeah, I would do a Patrick Cantlay, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Reed try box. And if you want to wheel it over a long shot, I would say Joaquin Niemann is a guy I think who has a chance to make some noise this week. A guy from Chile, he's won on the PGA Tour. He's a tremendous player. And I think he has the kind of game and chops to handle the moment. And I think Joaquin Niemann could be a guy from way off the board. But if I'm going to go with horsepower, I would go with Spieth, Cantlay, and Patrick Reed. And Dustin Johnson will play well, too. I mean, Dustin Johnson's the favorite. He should be the favorite. I don't love taking the straight chalk, but wouldn't shock me at all if Dustin Johnson were the winner.
I literally have 45 seconds and the show ends. Can you just give me a 45-second read on Tiger and just what has kind of been the conversation today covering it?
Yeah, you know, it's bizarre. You know, I think that, you know, people are wondering how he's doing. He's doing better. I've talked to some people who have been around him lately. And he is certainly improving, but it's going to be a long road, man. That was a really, really serious accident. I'm just glad he's alive, glad he's doing okay, and I'm glad he's improving, and I hope he just kind of stays the course, and golf should be an afterthought. You know, his life should be what's most important, and I think right now it is, and that's a good thing, but I haven't spoken to him, and I haven't been around him, but I'm rooting for him. I hope he's doing okay, man. That was a serious accident.
Sanzi, we appreciate it. Enjoy the Masters. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
All right, Zach. Be good, bud.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.